There he is, the lovely, kind of Wexford man himself, Ed Sheeran, and perfect here on Beat 102 and 103. Well, it's time to talk to our Donal O'Donoghue from the RT Guide. He has some great suggestions for television this week, including a eclectic mix on the couch for Graham Norton, really, isn't it, Donal?
Oh, the Graham Norton thing, actually, we'll go fast forward to the end in terms of the chronologically.
Will we leave the best to last, or will we tell people who's on Graham Norton next Friday?
I think you know what the best is for you. The best, I know what the best is for you, Orla. It's Say Yes to the Press Ireland, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Yes!
I thought you were going to say
I don't think
Jared
I'll be watching
Butler
that myself.
On the couch on with the Graham couch. Norton.
You know.
No, I'm really looking forward to Say Yes to the Dress Ireland. I think Frank seemed really, really well informed, as we expect for someone who is Frank, on the promos. I'm really looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, you watched the original,
never,
the American.
Never.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, I thought
I have
you
no
mean
dress
like a
to buy,
hardcore
so,
fan of that.
Like, are you meant to be getting married to watch Say Yes to the Dress? Because I know a friend of mine was engaged and she got really obsessed with Say Yes to the Dress. But I have no need to watch this wedding dress show, if you get me.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, these reality shows, you don't actually have to be in the situation to
true.
Be actually watching them. Is that, does that mean it's true? Isn't that mean you don't have to be doing exactly the,
yes,
in the context?
And I will,
you know?
I will watch this one, obviously, because the shop will be Irish. The Frank will be Irish. And, you know, the women getting married. So I suppose I will have more to relate to them than if I watch the thousands of other versions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and really, it's kind of the fact, like, you know what the story is. I mean, you know, basically, it's a white bride-to-be goes off to look for the dress, accompanied by maybe whoever, her mum, maybe her sisters, you know. So that's the whole dynamic of that, you know. And what she wants and what Frank wants could be totally different.
Yeah.
You know, your Frank obviously is Peter Kelly. He got his name from Father of the Bride.
Yes.
You know, the wedding planner and that, Martin Short. But this, it's a 10-part series. Starts tomorrow night at 9:30 on RTE2.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's the original one, the New York one, is set in Manhattan. The shop in this one, you know, they all go to the shop to get their dress, is in a business park in Blarney, County Cork.
Oh.
Not quite exotic, but apparently the shop is beautiful. It's got amazing dresses and everything, so, you know.
And I remember I interviewed the producers of it when it was announced a few months ago, and they were very, very cloak and dagger on where the shop was going to be.
Oh, were
and
they?
And I'm glad to hear it's not in the midst of Dublin somewhere.
Well, it takes it out of that. I suppose, well, Frank is from Cork anyway. Peter Kelly is from that neck of the woods, so it makes sense to have him, you know, close to where he's going to be working.
Good, and brilliant for them. It's on tomorrow night, 9:30, RTE2. On the other side, on RTE1, same kind of time, 9:35 p.m, Anthony Foley, Munster Man. When you told me this, I thought straight away it must be the anniversary, the first anniversary of Anthony Foley's death. And it is, that's a very quick year.
It is actually October 15th, 2016. Mm-hmm. Anthony tragically, sadly passed away.
So
it was shockingly
this time
so.
A year ago, yeah.
Yeah, and I watched this documentary, and it's actually very moving. The most thing, I mean, you have people contributors, like you have obviously fellow Munster men, rugby players, but he's two sisters as well who speak on it actually, and they're very impressive actually. Orla and Rosie speak on this, and they're very, very stoic actually, very impressive. And then you have people like Gerry Flannery. I don't know, maybe the listeners know Gerry Flannery, a former Munster player, tough guy, really great player, and he almost breaks down like recalling his friend,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
And O'Connell as well is there. Paul O'Connell is there as well, and he gets very emotional. And Keith Woods, who would have known Anthony back in the day, you know. And it's, you know, even if you aren't into rugby, it's very much, it's a portrait of a man, of a player, obviously.
Exactly, and a story of male friendship as well, which
friendship.
I really think that we heard so many stories of what a friend he was to people a year ago when he passed away.
That's right, and also it's very moving in some respects. I mean, he had a tough time, there's no question about that, like in terms as a coach of Munster, and that's not, they don't, the guys who made this program don't shirk away from that element either. I mean, the fact that he had got a tough time from former players, from the media, I suppose, but that's, in another way, that's the way the game is, you know, and what happened is tragic to Anthony, very tragic, but it doesn't shy away from that, but it's a very moving documentary, and it's also a portrait of a father as well, Anthony is a father, and a husband as well, loving husband, you know, so it's quite, I found it quite moving actually.
Yeah, very poignant.
Yeah.
It's on tomorrow night on RTE1 at 9:35. It's called Anthony Foley, a Munster Man, which indeed he was, and a proud Munster Man at that. We really saw that during his funeral, how many people came out in force to support him and his family. Friday, we're talking eclectic mix.
Yeah, it's totally different. An eclectic
on
mix.
The Graham Norton show.
Yeah, Graham Norton show came back recently, and it's probably one of the shows that most people would watch, I suppose.
Yeah, really a real sit-down thing and watch. 9:35 on BBC One. I have to say the Blade Runner one with the Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling kind of left me a little bit cold, whatever the way
The best, if you want to watch Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford, it's not the Graham Norton one, it's the one that was done for the ITV morning. I've seen that morning one.
No.
Where the two guys are being interviewed by the ITV journalist, and first of all, she begins by saying, you should Google this. She begins by saying, I never saw Blade Runner. So I was like, straight off. And then the two boys are drinking whiskey, and she starts drinking whiskey as well. And eventually, the three of them just collapse in laughter. I've interviewed Harrison Ford a few times, actually. The first time
is he a tough interview? Because he's very laid back.
First time, very tough. It was for a movie called K-19 Widowmaker from New York City. Second time, I came armed. I literally came armed with a bottle of whiskey, Irish whiskey.
So this is the way to do it.
That's the way to do it. I tell you, it worked a treat. So if you're ever going to meet Harrison Ford, come armed with some whiskey.
Okay.
And it'll break F down. But the thing on Friday at 10:35 in BBC One, the Graham Norton Show this Friday, has got a very strange, as usual, very mixed couch. You've got Hillary Clinton, Jack Whitehall, Jeff Goldblum and Gerard Butler. Now,
weird.
As you know, on the show, it's about the combination of guests, and that could be interesting.
It really could. Like, I'm thinking Jeff Goldblum could be as laid back as Harrison Ford was on it. He's got a very kind of laid back kind of demeanor about him. And
yeah.
Jack Whitehall, I kind of love to hate Jack Whitehall.
Yeah,
there's
something
brilliant about him, but something very irksome about him as well.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched the series with his dad going around Southeast Asia.
I've heard about it. And good or bad?
I think they're just playing it. His dad, it's almost like his dad's playing this kind of the irritable old man, the old school grumpy old man. It's almost like he's playing a role. I'm going, hang on a second. And then Jack is playing the kind of the obstreperous young son. And I'm going, hang on, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Sorry.
Well, in the meantime, he is on Graham Norton tonight with Hillary Clinton.
Mm.
I wonder if Hillary Clinton is funny. She needs to be funny.
You know what? I think she will be funny.
Okay. Good stuff.
Jeff, that's my prediction. Okay. An amazing prediction.
We will talk about that next week once we've watched it.
Okay.
Jeff Goldblum, and we also have, who's the fourth one?
Jared Butler.
Jared Butler.
Mm.
Graham Norton, 10:35 tonight. Or excuse me, next Friday.
Next Friday,
on BBC One. And then tomorrow night, we have Say Yes to the Dress at 9:30 on RTÉ2. And 9:35, it is on RTÉ1. It's Anthony Foley, Munster Man, tomorrow night. Thanks a million, Donald.
Thanks, Orla.
We will talk to you next week.
Okay, will do.